This episode is brought to you by Hulu, presenting Legacy, the true story of the LA Lakers. From the backboard to the front office, Legacy captures the remarkable rise and unprecedented success of one of the most iconic franchises in professional sports. Featuring new revealing interviews from players, coaches, and execs, this 10-part documentary series chronicles this extraordinary story from the inside. Watch Legacy, the true story of the LA Lakers now, only on Hulu.
What's good, man? I know I just sprung up on y'all. That's what I do. Feeling better now. I could talk without the raspy voice now. What's good, everybody? Been out of the weather, so that's why I ain't do no Twitter space this week. No podcast, no nothing this week. All that shoveling snow and running in the snow had me in the bed. COVID-free, though. I took a couple of them. COVID-free, so I know folks gonna come here ask if I got the vid. No, I'm good on that. Just an old-fashioned cold. That's why I get, man, for running along and short sleeve shirts when it's cold outside trying to do mind over matter. You know what I'm saying? Big Mama was right, man. You got to cover your chest up or you're going to catch a cold. And I caught a cold. But we here, man. D. Haley was good. Oh, D. Haley wasn't here. He just dipped. Oh, there you go. Get my guy D. Haley in here.
Hawk, you ain't 20 years old playing on a Saturday in 30-degree weather wearing nothing under your pads. You too old for that.
I'm talking about shorts and a short sleeve shirt. All I usually wear is gloves, you know what I'm saying? Like, and, yeah, it got me. Finally got me. I'm talking about I was hurt. Sinuses was killing me. But what's good with everybody, man? I saw all the Facebook groups and Twitter was going crazy on Miss Gray yesterday. I ain't watched the game. I popped in for a little bit and watched it. Our fan base some savages, yo. Y'all gonna get the Savage Award. You know what I mean? Make sure y'all go to bat for me like that. If somebody, like, come at me wrong, please go to bat for me like that. Y'all was like that, like some Tommy guns with all them bullets. Boy, even when she apologized. Stay down. We don't want your apology. She might have PTSD, man. She get a UVA game. Even in football, she might be nervous. Somebody said UVA, she could be nervous. I mean, they were letting her have it. Boy, I was like, ooh, what? Is it a new Grey's Anatomy episode? What did I miss? Relentless. And with her saying his name wrong, he balled out. Hey, say his name is his nickname now. Say his name. That's his nickname. We not even going to say his real name no more. His nickname and what we call him is say his name. That's his name. Say his name. For now on. And what's up? Hey, listen, man. Whoever was working alongside her, whoever was in the truck, come on, man. Come on. Was Ashton Kutcher there? Was she getting punked? Like, you can't tap on the shoulder? Yeah. About how you saying his last name. It's not right. Say it with me. Let's say it together. All right. If you didn't do that, you failed her. She out here apologizing, being a great team player. I would have blamed everybody else. I'd be like, it's his fault, her fault, they fault, everybody fault. That I'm at fault. I'm taking all y'all. I'm like Lonzo and God dang it, Trainer Day, Pelican Bay. All y'all on the shoot plan.
Hey, your boys ain't your boys, man. They just let her sink. Boys ain't your boys. Hey.
Boy, let her, hey, she got murked. God. I'm so glad I was under the weather because I'd have been like, goodness gracious, great balls of fire. Does she write the big board and write his name wrong? Like, what? I want to know what caused it. Because I know I was doing something Saturday for locker room access, and I was calling the high school. I could see the name of the high school, and I was still saying their name wrong. And so I got tapped on the shoulder like, yo, you saying their name wrong. I'm like, for real? It was like, yeah, you saying Colgate and not Collegian. I was like, oh, for real? It was like, yeah. I was like, oh, all right. So I had to make sure I was saying it right, but I made a joke about myself, like, yeah, not Colgate Collegian. So I know how to, you know, players mess up. You know what I'm saying? I've been there. I didn't murder. Hey, look, take it from somebody who named Ahmad and people call me Ahmad. It's not Ahmad. They be like, Ahmad Hawkins, right? Ahmad. What the hell? I am not mad. It's Mod. Ahmad. Ahmad. And then they spell it with an E. That would be really pissing me off when they spell my name with an E. Like, are you serious right now, son? Come on, son. Give me the A. Give me that vowel A before E. But yeah, man. Miss Gray, you got to bounce back, yo. You got to get another UVA game. You got to bounce back. You know what I'm saying? Because they on your head top right now. They coming. Whoa, wait a minute. Brian, what's good with you, man? You going to mute yourself?
First off, I want to say what's up to D. Haley. Hey, ask Ball Hawk about your soccer skills back in the day in high school.
Soccer skills?
Oh, yeah. Ask D. Haley what he was doing his senior year in high school.
Okay. But if he was playing striker, he was literally striking somebody. He wasn't even trying to score goals. He was tackling.
Man, he was like jumping over the goalposts.
Sheesh.
Second off, like I said earlier, hey, if that's what we're going to call Shedrick from now on, let's do it. If he's going to go 100% from the field, 12 points, start playing with some attitude, I'll take it.
Cedric.
What's up, man?
What you driving through the sticks or something, bro?
You know.
I know.
You know. He living down here in Southwest Virginia like me, so.
Yeah. Paul, I know you from the 7-5, but you know us Salem Spartans, we stick together, you know.
Yeah, the real Salem High School.
Yeah, exactly.
All jokes aside, though, I was actually really impressed that he came out there and did that his senior year in high school to stay in shape for football.
Right.
An athlete's an athlete, man.
That's a got to.
Phone call, man. Bad. Yo, Ike, what's good?
What's good with you, bro?
Chilling, man.
Hopefully we don't get no more snow tonight, man.
I know, bro.
I feel like I did 2 days how much shoveling I've been doing.
Bruh. I mean, I know already on 2 hour delay. I don't know what Almost doing yet. Maybe that's what who was calling me a few minutes ago was Almost.
Did you watch that basketball game last night?
I watched a little bit, even though that she said his name wrong. I saw that, what's the name was in his back.
I didn't even care about the names, bro. Those refs were horrible. If we would have lost, I'd have been even more pissed. There was they was bad for Pitt too. I'm not just saying they was bad for us. Like they had some bad calls for Pitt. I'd have been pissed either way. Even I know Pitt fans that were mad.
They were just bad overall.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
What's up with the refs, man? Hey, man, we need to. No disrespect to anybody that's a referee in here. But, refs need to have press conferences after the game, man.
I made a tweet last night. We got to hold them accountable. Like, if I'm bad at my job, I'm going to get wrote up.
Yeah, like, how can I get fined? So, you mean to tell me everybody and their mama can criticize what I do, but that's the one entity that nobody can criticize, and then they ain't got to answer for nothing.
Yep. They just, hey.
Like, what we doing?
They just, when that buzzer sounds, they out. They run.
They out. Like, come on, man. Come on, man. You gonna find me because I got an opinion about a play? Like, come on, man. It's like that in sports that I can't openly criticize you, but everybody can openly criticize me, like everybody. And nothing happens to them.
But we got to win, so.
What's young boy name that played guard with Kihei? I just lost his name in my head. That was balling last night.
Reese Beekman.
Reese's pieces. Yeah.
That's my favorite player on the team.
If he hitting the tree ball, the tray ball, you got a long damn hell because he's too fast to stand.
If he hit the three ball, he might be a lottery pick, top 15, no joke.
Yeah, I mean, what are you like 6'1", 6'2"?
He has everything else.
Long arms.
Yeah, he got elite defense, speed. He's insane.
But you know what's so funny? And I'm saying this in air quotations. He's only 6'2". Because if he get around NBA guys, they're going to consider him short.
Yeah, that's true.
But he don't play 6'2". He appears bigger than that.
Yeah, he driving the paint. He's so good around the rim, yo. He makes the right passes. I love Beekman, man. I love him. Really.
Yeah, he's nice, bro. He nice. Yeah, if he hitting that trade ball, it's a rid that app for you.
Yeah.
You go ahead and cancel it. Because he going to strap you up.
Oh, yeah. He's the only player in the nation, per Danny Nichol, he's the only player in the nation with 40 steals and 10 blocks.
Oh, yeah, we go. The Danny Nichol stat of the day. You got to love it. You got to love
it. And he filled up the stat sheet last night, too. He had like two of everything. And it was like the first time somebody's done that in like 5 years or something like that. You got to go on Danny's page.
Oh, that's what's up. Yeah, man. I mean, I know
he got all the facts.
I know he's going to be first team all defense. I wonder if they're going to – we're going to try to give him a push to be the defensive player of the year. It just depends on what he do against, like, blue blood guards.
Yeah.
But this team, man, they still trying to figure it out, man. Just trying to not have those scoring droughts and get guys consistently doing what they do.
Hey, people better get their jolt off this year because next year's team is insane.
That's what I'm saying. That's why
next year's team going to be giving people buckets.
That's why I want this year for them to even do better than what people think because it's just icing on the cake. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I don't know, man. It's what you think about the football assignments? Did that pretty much go down like you thought it would as far as where everybody would end up coaching certain groups? I know defensively, we named what Sladen was going to coach when they first named them. I think everybody in the group we in got that right.
Yeah. I think Gaither was the one that came. He was the wide receiver coach at Army, right?
Yeah.
He's running backs now.
Yeah. I thought he was going
to
be.
I'm about to say, if he's coming here to coach receivers then. All right, what are we doing?
Yeah, I thought he was going to be a DB coach until
that's the only one I thought.
Coordinator, and then I was like, all right, he probably won't coach DBs. And then he did right in bringing his own DB coach, who is also the passing game coordinator for the defense. So that made sense, just putting him with the running backs.
I like the staff. I really do. Obviously, there's a few, like, shit. I think T. Cove said this, like, Slade Howard looks good, but, like, I mean, he don't really got a coaching resume, but
yeah,
it's a name. He can recruit himself, but I think we got a good mix of recruiters and people that can develop and stuff.
Yeah, that's a bet.
But, you know, I mean, you never truly know until the season. Like, I know people was, like, people hating on the hires from where they're from, but you got to look at their resume, man. Because when I first found out we was getting the Air Force DC, I was like, man, what are we doing? But then I looked at the numbers, and I was like, let me shut up.
I was like that back when they first announced Bronco. I was like, no, we beat BYU. That's one of the teams we beat. Why don't we go get him? And then as I checked his resume and started looking at older games, coached against other teams, I was like, all right. Now I like homie. So, that's we all do that, man. We all look at name and see how it resonates with us without us researching. You feel what I'm saying? Like, that's human nature now. And anything. So don't feel bad of feeling like that. We all been down that road. Especially when we just hired the quarterbacks coach. Everybody like, who? He came from where?
Yeah, Gardner, he was like Gardner Williams.
But hey, man, they gotta start somewhere. And you never know how great somebody can be, man, till they get that opportunity. So they still gotta show you.
That's why I tried telling someone, I was like if, let's say, I don't know, Trevor Lawrence, if he were to retire right now, he's not getting a OC job at a big school. Like, he's going to have to start low and work his way up. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just, that's how it is.
Unless somebody has a job that knows him well and is willing to take, you know what I'm saying, take that chance. Cause,
that big risk. Yeah, because
sometimes you will, like a guy that's a known player would get a job that's too big for where he's at in his career as far as coaching. And we've all seen that. You know what I'm saying? Like, we all have seen guys get a job based off what they did as a player. So you assume that I know they could coach. So that's why you get the excitement with Chris Slay, even though he came from the high school ranks. What he did as a player and as a pro, it won't allow you to not be excited. But then somebody who just evaluates coaches, they're going to have a different stance because they could separate the two. They'd be like, no, what he did as a player, I love it. But as a coach, I don't know. But a fan won't separate. They'll just say, shoot, whatever. Like, that's Chris Slade. So that's why I understand both sides. Sheila, what's up? Joe, what's up? Y'all can unmute yourself if y'all speakers whenever you're ready.
Hey, Imran.
No, you good.
Hey, Imran. Hey, I wanted to just mention something that I don't know if some of you guys have seen, but because I don't know if you follow it or not, but switching back to basketball for just a second, the Polka Dots, which is Isaac McNeely's high school team, is going to be in Virginia playing tomorrow night. So if anybody's down towards Bristol, Virginia, they're going to be playing at Virginia High School in a tournament against my son's alma mater, Graham High School from Bluefield, Virginia, at tomorrow night at 8.
Okay.
And then they're playing on Saturday at 2:30 p.m. against East Rockingham from, up in the valley.
Good. Oh, nice.
Yeah. It's going to be really cool if you're down that way. I wish I was down there now. Unfortunately, I'm not in that area anymore. I moved up to Central Virginia. But anyway, I just thought it'd be cool for some of the folks that are, down that neck of the woods to pop in and see Isaac put on a show. And I hate to say it, but I'd say he's going to put on quite a show against Graham. Now, East Rock, probably you'll give him a little bit of trouble, but I don't know if Graham can hang with him.
That's my homie.
He just came to a recent game, didn't he?
Yeah, he was there last game. Yeah, he was at Wake. He is such a talented kid. I have no doubt in my mind he's going to light it up when he comes here. In West Virginia circles, because I'm a native West Virginian, and there were a lot of people that were very disappointed that he didn't pick WU and go play for Hugs, but he's been compared so much to Jerry West, who's the logo. His game, where he's from, is really close to where Jerry West grew up. And, just a lot of his skill set has been compared to him.
Hey, that's high praise right there.
It really is. And I mean, it's well deserved. And if you watch him and then you watch tape on Jerry West, you'd see why people say that. And I mean, they don't say it lightly in that particular area, in that particular part of the state. So anyway, just thought that might be interesting to some of you guys.
Yeah, what's up, guys? Just to quickly touch on basketball, I've had a burning question for like a little while now. Because I keep hearing Kafaro come up in like basketball tweets here and there. So, like, what's the overall feeling of Big Will Poppy, whatever they call, bro? Like, that's what I put up. Because I keep hearing positive and negative things. So that's what I was wondering now.
He's a good enforcer. I mean, he don't really got too much offensive game, but I mean, he gonna clamp your probably your best big man up.
Okay.
He definitely gonna give you effort and some energy, for sure.
I don't know, man. I just hope these coaches in football just, you know, like I said last time, hate to sound like a broken record, but I'm hoping and I'm anticipating that they come in with an open, collaborative mind, that the players cling and execute. Other coaches, you know, they pick from each other and then just sort of kind of like put the pieces together so they can show the full image. Because, I don't know, man, something about this football team is feeling a little different than usual.
Yeah, that's true.
But, yeah, that's all I had to say, man, yeah. Y'all folks be good, man. It's always a pleasure being in these spaces with y'all, man. Shout out Ike for having the GOAT right there. It's like, no, I'm playing. Nah, but Reese is extremely talented. I don't know. Something about Reese is just, like y'all said, man, when he get that shot from three consistently going, or at least, like, falling at a decent but it might be a lottery, a late lottery guy in a couple years.
And, yeah. Next, he got everything else.
Next year is scary as hell. Oh my goodness!
Yeah, that's our team. Next year is dirty, man. And there's word that we might get Lennon Johnson. And there's word that he might reclassify to 2022. So if we add him to that class, oh my lord!
Is that the guard from Texas?
Nah, or? That's Nunez. Johnson's from Norcross, Georgia.
Oh,
he's like, he's very close to being a 5-star. He's like the number 6 point guard in America.
Oh,
we rumored to get him, but I'm not too plugged in with basketball. But that's the word, though.
My bad, man. I got another phone. My phone been going crazy. My bad. But, yeah, man, it's a lot of excitement for basketball next year for sure. But this squad can still make a run, man. They just gotta get more consistent on the offensive end. Everybody understanding their roles. We got any speakers that haven't said anything yet?
Oh, let me ask you a real quick question.
Yeah.
Had that kid came back yet?
Who?
I remember it was one on the last pod that you posted. I listened to you on Spotify. It was that random little kid that came here talking.
Oh, nah. He ain't came back. Nah, he ain't came back here yet.
All right. Nah. So I'm going to go ahead and step down. Y'all have a wonderful day. Hawk, once again, I appreciate it. To all the senior leaders and everybody who is, you know, older, thank y'all so much for always contributing. I learned a lot from y'all, stories included, but y'all have a great evening.
Appreciate you, bro. Dan, what's up, man? Ron, what's
man,
up?
I'm just stopping through to make sure y'all keeping it P. You know, just checking in on Ike and Ball Hawk, trying you know show some support.
Yay, yay!
Even though I am a Hokie fan.
Yeah, don't make sure people don't forget. Now, I always say that every time you come in here, make sure they don't forget.
Let them know that. Even if you stand across the line, you can still be friends.
Yeah, you can still be friends. That's a fact. That's a fact. Ain't nothing wrong with that, man. I always appreciate you jumping in the spaces, doing what you do.
Yeah. Mine's just hitting the 804 tomorrow. He's going back home.
Yeah, I saw that. It's crazy how both schools in the 7-5. It's like they crossing paths a lot. They tracking each other.
I guess I had a question for you. I know you did the coach's corner with Bronco, but is Tony going to step up into that role now?
Would Tony do the coach's corner?
Get it popping with him?
Yeah, he'll be doing the coach's corner. I just don't I haven't sat down with the bosses to see if I'm going to do it again or if John would just do it, because that's supposed to be for the voice of the Who's. So that's supposed to be John, but they just allowed me to finish it, even though they announced them last year. So in some capacity, I'll be working with Tony, though.
Do you know if we're going to keep Thursday Heroes around?
I don't know, man. That's a question everybody been asking, too.
I hope we do, bro. That make my week every week.
Yeah, bro. That's definitely.
Yeah, I don't follow your staff on socials, but have they been active on socials about where they're going and what schools they're in? Because I mean, we didn't have that at all the last 6 years, and it was because they probably weren't in schools. But it was real frustrating. But I've been really liking the transparency of our staff now, like posting pictures and talking to coaches and kids for like 3 hours. So.
Yeah,
I know it had been kind of silent on your end, I think, but I know OG Who was joking. He was joking, and we ain't out here doing it for likes. But I didn't know if they had been posting their moves or not, and how y'all felt about them being kind of quiet if they were quiet.
It's much more.
They've been posting some, but they've been working.
Yeah, it's been a lot of visibility as far as the pictures, but a lot of times the coaches aren't the ones who, it's usually like the high school coaches or whoever on staff posting that the coach was there. You don't see a lot of our coaches saying, hey, I was here, hey, I was there type stuff.
Yeah, one of my friends, he coaches at Colonial Heights down in the Richmond area, and he said there were some tech coaches that came through yesterday, and he said his coach told him that that's probably the first time he's seen tech coaches in 10 years.
That's a good thing. Then I mean, probably doing it right. You know what I'm saying? Like, leaving no stone unturned, man. So, I mean, that's what you want, man. If you're in the state of Virginia, you want all the Virginia schools to tap into your program, man, and see what you got and provide those pointers and jewels for your young student athletes and even your coaching staff on what to do to help these young men and women, like any sport, just reach that level and be better prepared. Because a lot of times you'll see a lot of people just make some statements like, man, they ain't even recruit so-and-so could play. It's like, well, do you know if so-and-so is eligible, like what their grade point average is? Were they even all county? Were they even all region, all state? Like, were they one of the best on the field every time? Or do you just personally have a bias towards them? But they use social media to kind of slander coaches versus understanding, like, look, man, don't do that because you're going to cause those eyes to go to that player you're talking about. And now they may be getting that energy that they didn't want to where they being critiqued. And you maybe think they hating, but they actually providing you legit feedback of, hey, that kid is good, but he not that tier. So, but it is good that they tapping into all these schools, man. You know, you love to see it. I know Biscuit was like at Bethel and Hampton and the Peninsula schools. So that was always dope to see.
Yeah, you got to be there every year. You never know when one of these schools is going to produce one.
Yep, because you don't want to be that coach. They'd be like, oh, now you want to show up. Because they'll say that to you.
Yeah, consistency is key for sure.
Because even if – like, if I'm a head coach at one of these universities and you're a high school coach and you reach out to me, be like, hey, Coach Hawk, I got this guy. Let me know what you think. And I'd be like, look, man, I think the guy's a pretty good ball player, work on this, and that. We don't have room for him, but you may want to reach out to this school or that school. I built a rapport with you to where you know I'm going to always give you an honest opinion. So if you got that big-time player now, me and you always talk, you're going to feel obligated. Well, I'm going to hit up Coach Hawk first because he always been there for me. It's a common courtesy thing. Like, hey, man, what you know, like, come recruit this kid because everybody on him, me and you always talk. You know what I'm saying? And that's what usually happens. But if you only reach out when you feel like they got studs, then they're going to be like, oh, so this is just, you know, scratch my back, I scratch your back. It ain't organic. And that's what you run into a lot of times.
Facts. Or it could be like what we had with Fuente when these big boys come in and offer, like Penn State, Ohio State, Clemson. He like, nah, we good. We know we can't beat them out, so we're not even going to try now. Let's go get this other kid. And I'm like, man, come on, dog. You know how many people have come through that would have went to UVA or Tech that didn't even end up going there because they didn't get offered or whatever? It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy, man.
Oh. This episode is brought to you by State Farm. There are some monthly expenses you just can't get away from, like insurance. You might be looking at your expenses thinking you're going to have to pause on your DIY project, stop collecting vinyl, or even give up your daily coffee fix to have great insurance. Talk about a nightmare. It's a good thing State Farm knows everyone has a budget and they have a range of options, like insuring your ride and your home with surprisingly great rates on both. With State Farm, you can also personalize your policy so you get the coverage you need at a price that lets you keep up with your projects, add to your vinyl collection, and continue to enjoy your coffee habits. So forget about giving up what you love to have great insurance. For surprisingly great rates, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Call or go to statefarm.com for a quote today.
Hopefully it gets right now.
Facts.
I like Tony. I was one of the... I was actually, the past 2 years, I was on the Tony Express for sure. I wanted him at Tech.
Oh, that's what's up.
That didn't happen, but yeah. So I'm not going to be like, oh, y'all got Tony, and let the jokes fly, because I like Tony. So I had wanted Tony, so I'm going to keep it real all the time about that. But
yeah, man, like, you know, I didn't know a whole lot about Tony when we was going out there with him. So I had to really get in my bag and look him up. And then I became a fan of him. Like, shoot, that's just being real. Like, I ain't out here knowing every damn coach. That ain't me. I ain't going to act like I'm an aficionado where I know every coach and ins and outs. Like, nah, I'm good. Somebody be like, you know about this coach? Nope. But I learned about him since you put me on game.
Yeah, I did a podcast last night, and they asked who I thought was the worst Tech hire on the new staff, and I said, well, I don't mean any disrespect, but I don't know anything about Stu Holt, so by default, I'm going with Stu Holt. And then afterwards, I learned that Stu Holt was at a high school yesterday and talked to a coach for 3 hours, and I was like, well, I liked him. I mean, I liked him to begin with. I didn't know anything about him, so then I was like, damn, I might have to bring that up next week. So.
But that's what usually happens, though, bro. Like, the person we had the least information on is who we probably steer to, because we know about the other ones and we might have a relationship. So that's why it's always hard when somebody say, what's the worst? Because you're just saying from my knowledge, not their skills. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I said no disrespect. I just don't know anything about it.
They're going to take it to disrespect, and they're going to clip it, and they're going to run with it. They're going to clip out that you said no disrespect, too.
Well, I was built for the fire, so.
That's, you know, that's just the day and age we live in. They chop and screw everything now. You know what I'm saying? They got to sell. That's they got to sell it. Ron, you've been waiting patiently, man. What's up with you, brother? I see you, Jacob. You in the building. If you're a speaker, you're going to mute yourself. It's not going to be a long one.
Hey, Mod, what's up, brother?
What's up, bro? How you doing, man?
I'm doing. Where's Jermaine at? I swear, I say one thing about Country Bumpkins, and he just stopped coming in.
Jermaine, yeah, he was just tweeting me earlier. I don't know.
Going back to earlier questions, Cafaro, he came from Argentina. He played on their international team for like 2 years before he committed to UVA. Mm-hmm. He was actually on their Olympic team. He played one year at a prep school here in the United States before he signed up at UVA. And he's awkward, but he's getting there. Beekman, going back to that conversation, he keeps it up. He'll be a lottery pick in 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And London Johnson, I read a thing on him yet last night. He had another interview with another sports writer. He's leaning towards Virginia. He's excited about McNeely and Tout coming in along with the other kid. And next year is going to be scary. This year it's going to be a per game.
Yeah.
It's going to be a per game struggle, man. It's they just don't have they don't. You know, we had Kyle Guy, we had Jerome, we had Dre. When we needed a basket, we knew who to go to.
Yeah, we.
And there's just nobody this year stepped up to be that guy that you can say, okay, I need 2 points now. But you know they're learning.
Yeah, that's the expectation. It'll all work that's out. Set for winning the national championship. You know, like that comes with the territory.
Yeah. The rest of the ACC better pray we do not get Lon Johnson. He reclassifies. Mm. The rest of the ACC better pray.
The rest of the country better pray.
Because it's
rad. I mean, dude, Lon Johnson with McNeely and Tout and
Bond and Dunn.
Yeah, Bond and Dunn. Dude, they're gonna. It's going to be scary next year. Even the way it looks right now, if nobody else commits, it's going to be scary. Mm. But
like anyway. our quote unquote worst commit is still like top 100.
Yeah.
I think he's like maybe 105, but still he's like, it's crazy. We have like 3-4 McDonald's All-Americans. It's going to be really fun next year.
That's man. What's up.
Hey, hey, Ahmad, can I say something,
brother?
Hey, I just want to kind of, it's the first time I've been able to talk basketball for real, but, with the new class coming in, I will say I'm as excited as everybody else. But I think a lot of us forget because the teams were still pretty good when Ty, Dre, and Kyle came in. I think people still need to remember that there's going to be a learning curve for these kids, you know, getting the defense down and such. But one thing they do bring that we need tremendously right now is putting the ball in the hoop.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
So I think once they come in here, that's going to be the thing that, you know, Tony's going to tell them, this is what we really need right now. But people need to remember there is a learning curve with getting this defense down. And even Ty took about a year to really get used to things. Kyle probably got used to things the quickest. And of course, Dre redshirted and such.
But you remember, Kyle was getting pulled sometimes.
You're right. Yeah, he came off the bench. Yeah. He came off the bench at first. Yeah. But as talented as these guys are coming in, and they're going to be amazing because Tony develops talent great, I think we all need to, you know, be excited, but understand these are still kids coming in, learning a hard system. But I think the future's super bright. And this year's been frustrating, but I know they're playing real hard. And I was telling somebody the other day, most teams, when they win national championships, you would think that the recruiting would take off. And for some reason, maybe it's just some kids don't find it appealing to, you know, really play defense nowadays, but for some reason, after we won that championship, I swear we had like felt like 2 or 3 years where we really struggled to get some of these top recruits to come into UVA. Now, I was wondering what the space's opinion on why that was the case.
Well, after we won the championship, we sort of got – we were anticipating having Kyle and Jerome and Dre, at least Kyle and Jerome to stay another year. But when they all three went pro, and then even Momedy was going to go pro, but he stayed one more year, we lost 3 scholarships that we just couldn't just like throw right back into recruiting like right away, because that was a decision we really wasn't anticipating until the last minute.
Yeah, the only one that really surprised me that he didn't stay was Kyle.
Yeah.
Because on most of the mock drafts and such, he wasn't even projected to get drafted, and most of them did have him late second round if they had him at all. He's the only one that did surprise me, but I couldn't really hate on him when all of his boys were leaving in that same group.
Mm-hmm.
It sucked, but it was very understanding why he left. But I was real dumbfounded for like 2 years. It felt like we were only getting guys international. And I don't have nothing against international guys, but you can clearly see how it takes them a little bit longer to get used to the speed of the game in the States. And one guy, he tries super hard, but he frustrates me, but I root for him anyway, is Statman.
Yeah, and he's not produced the way he's supposed to have produced. I mean,
yeah, it's been a couple guys. Like you said, Cafaro's pretty awkward, but he plays really hard. And a couple of the guys, I mean, we couldn't prepare for, like, Abdul Rahim, that guy who transferred to Georgia. We had a couple guys who left. But it just seems like this batch coming in is the first time I felt really confident about a group of recruits. Because Tony brings the best out of anybody. But when you give him some top-notch recruits, 4 and 5 stars, it seems like he really takes it to another level.
You got to think, this was the first time Tony ran into guys leaving early consecutively, too. Like nobody – remember when Trey decided he was going to leave? He got bad-mouthed by a lot of people. They were calling him stupid.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, now he's not in a rotation as far as New Orleans, but I always tell folks, it's like when Justin Anderson, when he left, everybody said he was stupid. When you're in that position, bro, and your goal is to get to the show, and your employer says, hey, you going in the first round, how many of us really going, I can move up a couple of notches? Like, that's hard. Like, that's hard to turn down. And the thing with Tony is that he will prepare you for the next level, no matter, like, he will. He'll make you a better pro. But it just depends on the timetable in which the athlete has set for himself. And a lot of these schools, like Calipari, tell you straight up, hey, I had you ready to go to the league in 1 year. I had the scouts right here ready for you to go to the NBA in 1 year. It's not saying their priorities is out of whack. That's just what they want, so they go there. If you want to be a total complete player that when you go to the NBA, you play offense, defense, any style, come play for Tony. Now, it may take you a year or two to transition to it, but once you get to the NBA, you're going to be prepared. Once you get your opportunity, a la Cal guy, you're going to be prepared. And it's going to show, like, damn, why hasn't he been playing? Well, he never was afforded opportunity because we know how the NBA, they look at avatars. They want all these athletic avatars. That's it. So if you're an athletic avatar, most of the time they're not going to come to UVA because they feel like they're going to strip you bare to build you back up to be that much better. But in the minds of everybody else, oh, he supposed to be killing right now. Well, this scheme, think about it, bro. When we get a rebound, we ain't up there. We not running the floor to get easy buckets. We walk it up. We playing playoff basketball all year.
Well, speaking about next year, the class in defense, Tout is 6'10" and plays all over the, and he's all over the court. He plays, he can post up, he can play the post, he can play, he can defend outside. He's special.
Mm-hmm.
And McNeely, he plays a lot of inside and out both. He can stretch the floor and play inside. I don't think it's going to be a big transition for them as far as defensively because they're already defensive minded.
But let me say one thing about McNeely, if I could. I don't know if you guys know, his high school actually plays a version of the pack line. So yep. Isaac McNeely already is familiar with at least the basics of pack line. So that's part of the reason his coach is a big aficionado of Coach Bennett. Loves his play, loves his defense, and he actually has brought his teams to watch them and learn the pack line. So, you know, he's going to be one of the few, I think, that's going to pick up the pack line a lot quicker, just my guess.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, just thought you guys might be interested in that.
Nice.
And one guy that nobody's talking about, everybody's talking about McNeely, Trout, Leon Bond. Those are all the guys who are up for the McDonald's All-American game. But one guy that no one's talking about is, I think his name's Ryan Dunn. Is that correct?
Yeah, Ryan Dunn is going to be another beatman.
No one's talking about him, but this kid is very similar to how Trey Murphy was. 6'9", long and lanky, super athletic, shoot the lights out. He kind of reminds me, because I kind of felt that way about DeAndre Hunter when he came in. Everybody was talking about Kyle Guy and Ty Jerome, But at the end of their careers, hold on, guys.
You all right? Bama, who I see you got your hand up.
Yeah, I was going to say the thing about Kyle Guy leaving was he was going to get married, and his fiance slash wife was in law school, so he needed an income, and he needed to be flexible.
Yeah, and, true that.
And the other thing is that we not only lost those guys that year, but then last year we lost four, and we've never lost four like that in one year before. So we got hit back to back, and also, of course, COVID. And while everybody was hit by COVID, everybody was hit differently.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't hit every team the same way.
Yeah.
So we've been starting over since we became national champions, and it's just a different world.
That's uncharted waters that we haven't been in before. That's why you respect the Coach K's knows guys who win national championships and reload. You know what I'm saying? Because you got to prepare for, like, that's the next step now. We got to prepare that we get these big-time recruits. Well, what happens if they have a special season? They could leave. We're so used to, actually, you know, it's like a luxury. Oh, we know our kids going to stick around. You know, it's no different in football. It's like, oh, we know our kids going to stick around. What happens when football players start leaving early? It's like you got to reload quicker. So, yeah, Bama makes a great point, man.
Sorry about that, my daughter. She needed something to drink. more what I was saying, the kid, Ryan Dunn, has about as high a ceiling as any of our other guys. It's a real special group coming in. But also I wanted to touch a point on a little bit earlier. You were like, what are we going to do? Like, us UVA fans, we've just not come accustomed to these athletes leaving early. And I just think sometimes we were really spoiled with the Malcolm Brogdons and the Joe Harrises of the world.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to consider,
amen.
You got to consider those guys, not to say that any of the other guys didn't prioritize their academics, because I'm sure they didn't. A lot of them probably are going to finish their degrees. But like Malcolm was a different breed. Malcolm was like top of his class. Like he legitimately wanted to finish his school before he left. You're not going to get that with every guy. Some guys want to leave early, come back and or do their degrees online and such. Mm-hmm. And we just, you know, you're going to have to kind of adapt. You're going to find more guys that want to get to the draft quicker and go pro than want to stay the full 4 years. We've been kind of spoiled.
I mean, the objective of it, like majority of athletes you see that play sports, their dream is to play on the biggest stage. And yes, you go to college, education is a part of it. It is, but again, if your gene drive comes knocking on your door, how many of us going to say, hey, I'm going to stay in school two more years. Y'all to be there, right? No, you're going to dip.
I mean, yeah, if you're graded out as a top 10 pick in the NBA, I mean, that's millions of dollars. You can go back to college and finish anytime. Look at J.R. Smith. He's playing college golf, and now he's getting his degree. But that man made millions and won championships, you know?
I mean, I think it's like –
he was supposed to go to Carolina, actually. He didn't even go to college.
Yeah, he didn't go to Carolina. I mean, so it's like Bama said, like with Kyle Guy, like his fiance in law school, they need income. Hey, man, as much as I love playing for this university, I got my degree. I got to start making sure my family good. I mean
– I got bills to pay.
I got bills to pay.
Some kids can't risk injuries anymore either. Like, for example, Darren Evans that played at Tech, he tore his ACL, right? Mm-hmm. And then he ended up coming back and playing, and he wasn't the same player. He wasn't as explosive, but he was still a good player. But he could have stayed, but he was like, man, I got like a daughter now. I got a chance because I can't waste, you know, an opportunity to try to make money versus going back to college and I tear my stuff again.
Yeah.
But I just saw a tweet that said that UVA, I guess they put a ban on food and beverage.
Yeah, home games. Yeah. Yep.
So, like, nobody can eat or drink anything. Man, I mean, I get it, I guess, but that's going to suck, right?
Yeah.
Especially for the media that's there for hours and doesn't have anything to eat or drink.
Yeah, that's true.
Especially if you have to talk a lot. You can't have any water.
I think you just can't. Well, I don't know. I don't want to speak for them because I'm not at the basketball games. So I can't say if they got their own coolers or what. So don't quote me on saying nothing. Keep my mouth shut because I don't want them saying I said something. Hey, Landon, what's good, brother? You can unmute yourself. And Craig, too, I know you've been a speaker for a minute. You ain't said nothing, brother.
Hey, man, appreciate the invite.
No problem.
I just kind of wanted to chime in on this in regards to NIL.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the big things with UVA in basketball, at least, is that historically we're not getting the five-star kids. We're getting kind of the upper-tier three-star and four-star kids. So flipping those guys in the lottery picks is something that Tony has done, but it's not the common occurrence.
Mm-hmm.
With that being said, you know, we've kind of got these guys that are late second-round picks, make a roster and kind of stick around in the NBA. For those of you guys that follow Danny Neckel on Twitter, he's got a stat up that UVA is one of, like, I believe, eight schools with 12 or more current NBA players, which is pretty remarkable.
Yeah, that's dope.
But trying to keep those guys around, you know, that extra year, kind of think about the Kyle guy leaving early. If we could set up, you know, some sort of NIL foundation, and I know it's kind of been talked about on these chats for football, but setting that up for basketball as well, you got to think the team size is a tenth of the size of football. So setting up some sort of coordination there to where a kid like Kyle Guy may get a little bit of stipend money off NIL, and that may supplant him, you know, on the team for an extra year. That could really, really do wonders for the program, I like to think.
Everybody cut out.
Oh, my bad. I ain't realize I was muting. But yeah, man, I like that. I mean, a lot of times when the NIL started, I felt like the NIL could be something that can entice young student athletes to stay in school even longer, because if it takes care of that financial burden and they love playing in college, they'll stay and fans would be happy. Like if the NIL caused a lot of kids to stay 3 and 4 years, they won't complain about it anymore, in my opinion. It'd be deemed as a great thing.
Yeah, and especially like kind of as been noted with the Georgia football team, you know, obviously the basketball team is a lot fewer people. So, you know, coordinating the money through fewer people means that they could potentially see a lot more in regards to that. And, you know, just having these kids that are draft picks but aren't, you know, lottery picks, the salary down at the bottom isn't, you know, the millions of dollars. And even the kids that are signing these 10-day contracts like you know, I think the rookie minimum 10-day is like 60 grand. So if you're not guaranteed a roster spot and, you know, you're hopeful for a 10-day, that could almost in theory be matched in NIL if you stick around a year.
Yeah, that's a great point, man. Very great point. Who else we got here? Craig, you going to say something, brother? You got to mute yourself.
Yeah, I was going to say about that, Bennett, he evaluated his talent, make sure they could play defense and all that, build a relationship with them. But they, I mean, that was back when everybody else was talking about that.
Oh yeah, no doubt. Yeah, man, Tony do a great job of just building a great basketball players, man. Like he want to make sure you don't have a weakness, you know, a glaring weakness that when you get to the next level, people can just exploit you. So that's what I love about him. It's just people got to realize we all in a sense are kind of impatient in anything. Like, so players can get impatient because, like I said, if their goal is to make it to the next stage, the NBA kind of punishes guys who stick around college too long, you know, because your ceiling due to your age and what they could get out of you, they'll drop your stock just because you're older. So that's why you see a lot of young guys either just going right to the draft because they like a mystery. So they could go out there, they could jump real high, run fast, and do great in all these personal workouts to kind of entice teams to, like, overvalue them and draft them high. So now they're guaranteed a lot of money. And then you got the guys who stay in college and really work on their craft and just get the most out of their talent. They downgrade them because they like, well, they're older in age. It's a business now. I could get him for cheaper because we might get like 3-4 less years. A lot of wear and tear playing that college game. Just like the running back in college. Oh, he's a great college running back, but look how many carries he got. He's kind of damn as good. we could lower his stock, you know. So all that comes into play. So that's why you see a lot of guys just while the iron's hot, they leave, and they're like, man, they're not ready yet. It's like the NBA don't know that because they just going off what they see, and then they get that kid, they're like, damn, he ain't ready yet, but he's already locked into that deal where he getting that guaranteed money. Now you send him down to the G League, he's still getting those big checks. So that's a hustle in itself too. But I've got a couple more minutes, man. Appreciate everybody tapping in today. Finally beat the sinus. I make sure I wear a hoodie when I'm running for now on. Have me now down for the count. Anybody else got something to say? Locker room access in the building. Salute to them, my guys. I was so sick, I didn't even get to do a podcast with them this week. That's how you know I was sounding like a low budget bad guy. My voice was terrible. I'd have been like, "How you doing? This is the Bug. Who we got today?" That shit made me cough. I'm going to get Brian back in here.
Real quick question. I know kind of taking a turn here. With football, what do you think about what are they going to do with special teams coach? That kind of caught a lot of people off guard, I think, is that he hasn't designated anybody to coach the special teams.
Probably be like committee like the old days. I mean, he going to end up assigning it to a coach or a couple coaches. It used to be like that before they assigned the 10th coach. Somebody did both or more than one coach was responsible for a different phase. So they probably meeting collaboratively and trying to see who fits where. So, yeah, I know, and I saw that too.
I know. Our fans, though, and goodness gracious, God help us if we have some special teams blunders at the beginning of the year next year.
Yeah, you ain't lying.
Hey, didn't somebody say that Drew Meyer might help out a little bit?
He could. Yeah, he's still on staff, so he could. He definitely could. That's a great point. Reggie, what's good?
Well, not much. I actually hit the button on accident. But speaking, with 2J, is he the hardest working man on the team? It just seems like he's been in Florida, South Carolina. Do all the guys really travel that much?
Yeah, man. These coaches be hitting that road, bro. But 2J special. That's why we wanted to keep him around, man. He go get it.
And they seem to love him. I mean, all the tweets that I've been seeing in regards to the recruits, they seem to love him.
Yeah, he's a genuine guy, man. If you meet Coach 2J, you're going to love him, man, because what you see is what you get. He's not trying to sell you anything, man. He's just a great-spirited person. And a lot of them on Bronco staff is great-spirited people, man. That's why it was tough to see them go, because it was always so easygoing and down-to-earth. But, yeah, 2J, that's my dog, man. He liked that, bro. I haven't heard a recruit say anything bad about him, and that's like I'm going to look for somebody to say something bad about him, but everybody loves him. Even if they don't come here, they still speak highly of him. Well, all right, man, I'm going to get up out of here. I appreciate everybody for rocking with me today. Anybody got any other closing statements or any other topics they want to talk about before I dip up out of here? Are y'all good? All the speakers, y'all good? All right. See, they hit with the 100. Well, all right, man. Y'all have a great weekend. Be safe. It might snow here again in Charlottesville. That's crazy. And we'll be back in regular schedule on Monday. Monday at 4 o'clock. We talk some more UVA sports, basketball and football. Any sports, man. We just don't limit. We're not just going to limit it to football. We can talk all Virginia sports, all just Virginia events, man. So, y'all be easy, man. Y'all know the motto, good's the enemy of great. Be great in everything that you do, man. Ball Hawk, I'm out of here.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.